These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending July 31st, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitter now describes the attack on its admin system earlier this month as a phone spear phishing attack that targeted a small number of employees. Spear phishing means you know exactly who you're targeting and you have enough personal information about them and trusted contacts to fool them. It sounds like the attackers spear phished a few employees to gain basic access to Twitter's intranet, where they gathered enough information to then spear phish employees who had access to the Twitter account support tool, which they used to add email addresses and reset passwords to gain access to actual Twitter accounts. Twitter said, quote, "This attack relied on a significant and concerted attempt to mislead certain employees and exploit human vulnerabilities to gain access to our internal systems." The attackers tried to gain access to 130 accounts, successfully posted from 45 of them, accessed the direct messages of 36 of those, and downloaded archive data for 7. Microsoft announced that its Microsoft Family Safety app is coming out of beta, with apps now available on the iOS App Store and Google Play Store. Family Safety is part of Microsoft's new consumer-focused Microsoft 365 subscription service and lets parents see screen time usage across Android, iOS, Windows, and Xbox devices, sets time limits on apps, and enables web filters on Windows. The research firm Area 1 Security published a report looking at how vulnerable email systems used by county and local election officials were to phishing. Surveying more than 10,000 officials, the report found that 53% only implemented rudimentary or non-standard anti-phishing technologies, with 28% implementing basic measures like those from a cloud provider's email controls, and 18.6% using advanced controls like an independent email security service. Additionally, 5.4% of surveyed officials used personal email addresses to conduct election-related business. 6 jurisdictions across New Hampshire, Maine, Missouri, and Michigan were also using unpatched versions of the open-source XM email software. The U.S. National Security Agency warned in May that unpatched XM installs were being exploited by foreign intelligence agencies. The researchers note that email systems are not connected to systems that count votes. Finally, a study by the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology found that wearing face masks that adequately cover the mouth and nose caused the error rate of many facial recognition algorithms to rise between 5% and 50%. Black masks were more likely to cause error than blue masks, and the more the nose covered by the mask, the more the algorithm struggled to correctly identify the face. However, the NIST report only tested a type of facial recognition known as one-to-one matching, where an algorithm checks to see if the target's face matches the face on an ID, such as a passport. These are often used at border control and airline boarding. The study did not examine the kind of facial recognition used to unlock phones, which uses depth sensors. NIST also didn't evaluate one-to-many algorithms used in mass surveillance, where a crowd is scanned to find matches with faces in a database. NIST plans to evaluate one-to-many systems later this year, as well as algorithms designed to recognize mask wearers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.